This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wemuvhuro nyamavhuvhu 1 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vanoona nezvekuburitswa kwemashoko musangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia vopiwa mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso, asi vamwe vatungamiri vaviri vesangano iri vanobva vasungwawo. Zimura inoti yakundikana nezvikamu zvitanhatu kubva muzana kusvitsa mari yemitero yainge yakatarisira kuwana. Vechidiki veMDCT vorohwa nevanofungidzirwa kuti vatsigiri vezanupf mumusha wekambuzuma. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vechidiki vebato reMDCT mudunhu reHarare vanoti vakarwiswa nevanofungidzirwa kuti inhengo dzezanupf nesvondo mushure mekunge vaungana mumusha weruzhinji wekambuzuma 6. Mutevedzeri wemutauriri wevechidiki mudunhu reHarare Muzvare Bridget Nyandoro vanoti nhengo dzavo dzakarwiswa nevanofungidzirwa kuti inhengo dzezanupf pavakanga vachiparura chirongwa chavo hashtag MyZimbabwe campaign. Izvo zvakasiya vanhu vanodarika makumi maviri vakuwara, vasere vavo vakapinda muchipatara. Muzvare Nyandoro vanoti nekuda kwekuti mapurisa akanga otosunga nhengo dzebato ravo dzakanga dzarohwa dzakatizira kukamba, havana kuzomhanʼara nyaya yekurwiswa kwavo iye. Tabata Muzvare Nyandoro kuti tizwe zvizhinji.
Nezuro semusangano takanga tine chirongwa chatanga tichiloncha kampeini yedu inonzi MyZimbabwe campaign. Saka tiri pakati pekuita karali yedu tichikurudzira vanhu kuti vauye kumusangano, ndipo pataka atakwa nevakomana veZANUPF kunzvimbo inonzi Joshua Mukabuko Nkomo kukambuzuma section 6. VeZANUPF vakazenge vakokorodza vamwe, vatora vamwe kubva kumbare kuwadzana nekumachipisa. Ndopa vakafamba kutanga kutenderera musha wekambuzuma vachiataka vanhu vakanga vakufamba kudzokera kudzimba kwavo.
Vanhu vangani vakakuvara muchiitiko ichochi?
Vanhu vakakuvara muchiitiko ichochi vanosvika ku20, then vakakwanisa kuenda kuchipatara nezuro kusvika patakazova kuchipatara vanga vari 8. Vamwe vacho vakarapwa vakadzokera kudzimba, asi vaviri vakange vakatyoka makumbo nevamwe vakange vatyoka maribs ndivo vakapiwa mbedha.
Makakwanisa here muchimhanʼara kumapurisa chiitiko ichi, uye kana makamhanʼara pane vati vasungwa?
Chakatinetsa kuti timhanʼare kumapurisa ndechekuti mumusha wekambuzuma pakange patanga kumboitika mhirishonga yekutanga makange pakazara nerayoti nemapurisa. But takatozowana imwe information yaitaura kuti mapurisa ivavo vakanga vatotumwa kuti vatenderere musha wekambuzuma vatobatsira vanhu veZANUPF kurova vanhu veMDC. Saka vamwe vacho vatakatozoendesa kuchipatara vakatembenge vatanga vasungwa vachinzi mimi ndimi makonzera mhirizhonga.
Chiitiko ichochi chakakubatai zvakadii sevechidiki vemusangano?
Chiitiko ichochi chakatibata zvakanyanya nekuti kampeini yatanga tiri kuparura muzuva ranezuro iri kungotaura nezvekuti Zimbabwe ndeye munhu wese. Saka tiri pakati pekudaro takabva tatowanikwa nekushungurudzwa nekurohwa kwedzimwe nhongo dzedu, zvinongotaura izvo kuti ichokwadi kuti muZimbabwe hatina kusununguka.
Avanga vari mutevedzeri wemutauriri wedunhu reHarare muboka revechidiki mubato reMDCT muzvare Bridget Nyandoro vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa kubva kubato reZANU PF panyaya iyi. Zimbabwe Revenue Authority kana kuti ZIMRA inoti yakundikana nezvikamu zvitanhatu kubva muzana kusvitsa mari yemitero yainge yakatarisira kuwana kubva kumakambani. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dziri kuyambira kuti izvi zvichapa kuti kubhadharwa mari dzemihoro kuvashandi vehurumende kunetse. Sachigaro weZIMRA amai Willia Bonyongwe vati mari yemitero kubva muna ndira kusvika muna chikumi yenge iri pabhiriyoni imwe chete nemakumi matanhatu nemashanu emadhora kana kuti $1.65 billion kunyange yanga yakatarisirwa iri mari inosvika bhiriyoni imwe chete nemakumi manomwe nemashanu kana kuti $1.75 billion. ZIMRA inonziwo haina kubhadharwa mari inosvika mabhiriyoni maviri nemakambani ari kutatarika. Mukuseya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vaKalisto Jokonya avaimbotungamira sangano reConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries.
Hazviti katyamadzi nokuti isusu tiri kuzvionawo kana mumaindustry medu kuti zvinhu hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka nekuda kwekushayika kwemari. Ndo zvinonyanya kuti vanhu havana chokutengesa nacho zvunhu zvavanenge vachida kutenga nokuti mari haisi kuwanika ishoma. Saka izvo ichokwadi zvinogo hazvinyanyi kutivhundutsa nokuti masales edu vakadzikira. Svonzo rakapera takatozviona kuti director masales achanga akadzikira. Vazhinji makambani dzakabudisa mari dzavo dzachiesa masales akadzikira. Saka zvinoreva kuti hurumende haigoni kuwana VAT yakawanda, haigoni futi zvekuwana kana even corporate tax yakawanda nokuti maprofits emakambani dzakadzikira. Ichokwadi. Kureva kuti ikonomi yedu yakugadziriswa.
Saka kana mari yemitero ikadzikira zvingakonzera matambudziko akaita sei kunyika?
Well, kuti hurumende ibhadhare zvinhu zvayo zvese zvainoita inenge ichitoda mari inobva kumutero. Hurumende haina imwe nzira zvekuti iwane nayo mari kunze kwemari inenge ichibva pamutero. Saka pazvaitika ndezvekuti hurumende inenge ichitoshayiwawo mari nokuda kwekuti hakuna mutero inobhadharwa. Saka kunenge ndingangoti zvirongwa zvehurumende zvinokanganiswa. Tingati kana kubhadhara masalaries kana kumaprojects ekuvaka zvimadhamu, migwagwa, zvese zvinenge zvoshayiwa mari izvozvo. Saka zvotoda kutoti ikonomi ikudzirwe iite zvakanaka.
VaKalisto Jokonya vaimbotungamira sangano reConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries vachitaura parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Nengo dzebato rinotungamirwa nevaimbove mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru reZimbabwe People First dzinoti bato reZANU PF riri kuda kukanganisa musangano wavo nemugovera kuchinoi nekuita musangano wavo wekupa nzvimbo dzekuvaka dzimba kana kuti mastand pedyo nepavakatenderwa kuita musangano wavo. Mutoro wedu wenhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Sachigaro weZimbabwe People First mudunhu reMashonaland West amai Marian Chombo vanoti musangano weZANU PF imwe yenzira dziri kushandiswa nebato iri kuvhiringa misangano yavo munyika. Amai Chombo vanoti izvi hazvisi kuzokanganisa musangano wavo nemugovera. Vaenderera mberi vachiti zvinonyadzisa kuti ZANU PF iri kuda kugovera vechidiki nzvimbo dzekuvaka dzimba ivo vasina mabasa anovapa mari kuti vavake dzimba dzacho.
Vanotoziva kuti vachingopedza election 2018 vakutora mayuthi iwayo. Mayuthi havana basa, havana mari yekudevelopa masense.
Izvi zvinotsigirwa nemutungamiri wevechidiki mubato iri vaProsper Gavanga vanoti zviri pachena kuti vechidiki vachatadza kuvaka dzimba mumakore maviri anotevera vozotorerwa nzvimbo idzodzo mushure mesarudzo dzemuna 2018. Vagavanga ava vaimbove nhengo yevechidiki mubato reZANU PF vanoti manyepo kuti vechidiki vachapiwa nzvimbo dzekuvaka dzimba sezvo vakambovimbiswa nzvimbo idzi musarudzo dzemuna 2013. Vagavanga ndivo vaitungamirira vanhu vaikokera rutsigiro rwavaPhilip Chiyangwa veZANU PF avo vakakundwa navaPeter Matarutsa veMDCT musarudzo yemuna 2013.
Inyaya mastens inyaya inorwadza zvikuru. Nokuti 2013 pataita ma general election ndanga ndiri campaign manager in charge of my resources kuchinoi constituents kuna vachiyangu. Of which zuva rakaita MDCT rally yavo muchinoi stadium. Zano PF yakaitawo launch ye mastend ari fake ya pa Gadzema space panova ndopa tiri kuitirawo rally yedu musi wa 6. Asi till now hakuna munhu akambo benefita pa mastends iyaya.
Vachiyangwa vabvuma kuti vakavimbisa kupa vechidiki nzvimbo dzekuvaka dzimba asi hazvina kuitika sezvo kanduru yechinoi isati yagadzira migwagwa nekuisa mapombe emvura panzvimbo yakasarudzwa kushekoton.
Zvakangoti kune munhu akupa stend isina ku town planning isina kusavhera.
Mukuru wechidiki muzanu PF muchinoi vatapiwa chitate vanoti vagara vaine hurongwa hwavo hwekupa nhengo dzavo dzechidiki nzvimbo dzekugara sezvakataurwa nemutungamiri wavo vari zvemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Asi meya wechinoi vatest Michaels vanoti hapana chavari kuziva panyaya iyi asi vanoti vari kungonzwa kuti zvakataurwa pamusangano wezanu PF nemugovera. Asi vanoona nezvematongerwo enyika vanoti garo ziva kuti bato rezanu PF rinoda kukanganisa misangano yemamwe mapato. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinoi ndini Arthur Chiguriwa.
Munyori mukuru musangano revaive varwiwo nderusununguko reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaVictor Matema Danda uye vaFrancis Nando vanoona nezvegwara remusangano vasungwa pamatare edzimosva pavanga vaenda kunonzwa nyaya yemunyori anoona nezvekuburiswa kwemashoko musangano iri vaDouglas Mahia avakatarisana nemhosva yekutuka pamwe nekuzvidza mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Mutoro wedu enau Thomas Chiripasi anotipanya iye.
Paita kuimba kwakasimba pamwe nekuchema kwaitwa nevaiva varwe hondo yerusununguko panze pematare mushure mekunge vaMatema Danda vasungwa nemapurisa vachibuda mudare manga muchinzwi kwanyaya yavaMahia. Mapurisa anga achitungamirwa naAssistant Commissioner Crispin Makedenge ayanga akapakatira zvombo asunga vaMatema Danda vachibuda mudare reHarare Magistrate ndokuvaendesa kune mamwe mahofisi pamatare pakare vakazivaburitsa nemukova wekuseri kwematare muchihwande. VaMatema Danda vabva vaendwa navo kukamba yeHarare Central Police Station apo nhengo dzisangano ravo dzanga dzichiimba dzichitevera motokari yemapurisa zvabva zvaita kuti mapurisa anga aine motokari iyi abve ari chahwiriri pamatare. Gweta raMatema Danda, amai Beatrice Mutetwa, vaudza Studio 7 vari kukamba yemapurisa ikoko kuti vaMatema Danda vanga vachibvunzurudzwa nemapurisa asi hapana mhosva yavanga vati vapomerwa pataenda pamhepo. Zvichakadai vaMahia vanzi nemutongi wedare vavaka ichikwekwe vabvise madhora mazana matatu semari yechibatiso kuti vatonge vachibva kumba kwavo pamhosva yavari kupomerwa yekuzvidza pamwe nekutuka mutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Mugwaro rinonzi rakaburitswa nesangano revaimbovavarwi vehondo yerusununguko ava mumutongo wavo vachikwekwe vati vaMahia vazviratidze kumapurisa musoro muvhuro nechina svondo rega rega kudzamara nyaya iyi yapera kutongwa mumatare. Mumutongo wavo vachikwekwe vati havasi kuona kuti vaMahia vangazonetsa nemapurisa nevari muchiuto papi vachiti mapurisa ndiwo anotosungirwa kuvachengetedza. Izvo zvinotevera chikumbiro chehurumende chekuti vaMahia varambe vari muusungwa kudzamara nyaya yavo yapera kutongwa ichiti kuburitswa kwavo kwaizogona kukonzera kusagadzikana munyika. Mumwe mudzimai uyo anove zvakare mumwe wevakarwa hondo asvikirwa mudare achiti asvikirwa nemudzimu watongogara akazoburitswa panze pedare nemapurisa. Vamwewo vevakarwa hondo ava vasvikirwawo zvakare vachiti asvikirwawo navaHebert Chitepo panze pedare mushure mekusungwa kwavaMatema Danda. sachigaro wesangano revakarwa muhondo yerusununguko vaKris Muchangwa mutungamiriri webato reZimbabwe People First vaimbova mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru pamwe nemutevedzeri wemutungamiriri weMDCT vaNelson Chamisa ndevamwe vevanga vari mudare vachinzwa nyaya vamahiya. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Vechidiki vanosvika chiuru chimwe chete kubva kunyika dzemuAfrica vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship vaungana muWashington DC mukupeta chirongwa chavo. Chirongwa ichi chakavambwa nemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama muna 2010 nechinangwa chekusimudzira vechidiki vari pakati pemakore makumi maviri nemashanu nemakore makumi matatu nemashanu. Mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Musangano uyu watanga nhasi uye mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama vachange vachitaura nemusi wechitatu apo chirongwa ichi chichange chosvika kwamvura yachega makumbo. Vataura nhasi vanosanganisira Senator Chris Coons avo vatenda zvikuru vechidiki ava nemabasa avanoita kusimudzira nyika dzavo. Vakunzi varemekedzawo mukuru wekambani yeEconet Zimbabwe vaStrive Masiyiwa vachiti munhu wavanoshanda naye panyaya dzekubatsira vechidiki muAfrica zvikuru sei munyaya dzedzidzo. Mumwewo ari mumusangano uyu ndivaTiara Gendi avo vaudza Studio 7 kuti vanofara zvikuru nekuva muchirongwa ichi.
Vazati pamafungiro nemaonero nemaitiro ezvinhu ano zvechokwadi tiri kukura tiri kufambirana nenguva.
Pagungano iri pataurwawo nyaya yekuzvipira kwevana veZimbabwe pakurwira kodzero dzavo zvikuru sei vachiteedzera This Flag campaign. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muno muWashington DC, ndini Tungamiri Nkomo.
Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Chimwe chikopokopo chekuRussia chinonzi chadonetswa nhasi muSyria pakafa vanhu vashanu. Chikopokopo ichi chadonetswa chichibva kuguta reAleppo. Russia iri kurwisa vakapandukira hurumende yeSyria inotungamirwa navaBashar al-Assad. Hurumende yeSyria inoti yagadzirira kuita hurukuro nevanopikisa kuGeneva mwedzi unotevera. United Nations ndo iri kukokera nhaurirano idzi. Zviri kubuda muongororo dzesarudzo muAmerica zviri kuratidza kuti amai Hillary Clinton vebato remaDemocrats ndo vari kutungamira vaDonald Trump vebato remaRepublicans. Amai Clinton vari kutungamira nezvikamu makumi mana nezvina nezvitanhatu kubva muzana, uko vaTrump vaine zvikamu makumi matatu nezvipfumbamwe kubva muzana. Nigeria yasunga mumwe murume anonzi ari kutungamira chikwata chevanhu vari kubira vanhu mari patsambambozha. Vanhu vanonzi vari kubirwa mari dzinosvika mamiriyoni makumi matanhatu emadhora. Sangano remapurisa pasi rose reInterpol nereNigeria Economic and Financial Crimes ndo vasunga murume uyu. Murume uyu angonzi anonzi Mike uye asungirwa kuPort Harcourt. Mike anonzi aitungamira chikwata chevanhu makumi mana kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana kusanganisa kuNigeria, South Africa, Malaysia, China, America nekuEurope. Vanhu ava vaisora tsambambozha vobira vanhu mari. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America muWashington DC. Sangano Replan International rinoti chirongwa charo chekuedza kurwisa chirwere chemalaria nekupa vanhu mambure kana kuti mamosquito net ekushandisa chiri kufamba zvakanaka uye chiri kubatsira mukudzikisa uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi. Sangano reZimbabwe District Health Information System data rinoti malaria inouraya vanhu vakawanda matunhu anoti Manicaland, Mashonaland East neMashonaland Central. Kunyange zvino zvisina kumira zvakanaka, uwandu hwevanhu vanobatwa nemalaria munyika hwakaderera nezvikamu 91 nezvipfumbamwe kubva muzana. Izvi zvakaitika kubva muna 2000 kusvika muna 2015. Uwandu hwevanhu vari kufa hwadererawo nezvikamu 50 nevanomwe kubva muzana kubva muna 2003 kusvika muna 2015. Vanhu zviuru mazana manomwe vanobatwa nechirwere ichi vanonzi vanobatwa nechirwere ichi. Vanoonawo nezvechirongwa ichi musangano iri muzvari vimbai Machuana vanoti vari kushanda munharaunda dzakasiyana siyana munyika, uye chinangwa chavo ndechekuderedza uwandu hwevanhu vanofa nekuda kwechirwere chemalaria. Vanoti mambure aya anobva kusangano reGlobal Fund uye vanobvumirana nedingindira rebazi rezveutano rekuti Vision 2020 Malaria Free Zimbabwe. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yaitwa naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Sangano redu replan international Zimbabwe rine chirongwa chekupa manet mambure ekushandisa kuti vanhu vafuge vadzivirirwe vasarumwe nemosquito. Chirongwa ichi takachiita muna 2013, iko zvinezvi tiri kuchiita futi 2016 kuti tireplace manets aya abvaruka. Takuvapa zvemanyowani kuti vashandise vasarumwe nemosquito.
Inzvimbo dzipi dzamuri kuitira chirongwa ichi?
Tine madistrict madunhu 6 atiri kuita, anoti Cholocho, Mutoko, Chiredzi, Mberengwa, Kwekwe neGokwe South. Ndo watiri kubata gore rino.
Sei makafunga kubata matunhu iwaya amataura?
Takafunga kubata matunhu iwaya atataura nekuti ndo matagara tichishanda tichipa mambure, uye kuti kune nzvimbo dzakanyanya dzinowanikwa malaria yakawanda.
Tinoona kuti pane chirongwa chiri kunzi icho Vision 2020 Malaria Free Zimbabwe. Imi muri imo here muchirongwa ichochi, uyezve zvinorevei?
Vision 2020 iri kutaura kuti kusvika muna 2020 totasira kuti Zimbabwe inenge isisina malaria. Ndo zvainoreva. Totasira kuti kusvika 2020 kunenge kusisina malaria iri kubva munzvimbo imunomu yeZimbabwe. Isusu sePlan International tiri kushanda takatarisana nechirongwa ichocho cheVision 2020. Ndosaka tiri kuita zvirongwa zvekupa vanhu manets kuti vafuge vasarumwe nemosquito, uye kuti tine zvimwe zvirongwa zvekufafaidza mudzimba kuti mosquito isarume vanhu kana vari mudzimba. Tine chimwe chirongwa zvakare chekupa vanhu ruzivo neunyanzvi hwekuzvidzivirira kuti vasarumwe neutungwa hwemosquito.
Mungati pari zvino mashanda nemhuri dzakawanda sei?
Pari zvino tingati tabata vanhu vanosvika 950,000 nezvirongwa zvedu.
Muri kuona chirwere ichochi chemalaria chakamira sei pari zvino nemabasa amuri kuita?
Pari zvino tiri kuona chirwere chemalaria chiri pakuderera zvizhinji nekuti tikatarisa mamwe madistrict edu atiri kubata akaita seCholocho vatova pazvirongwa zvekuti vaakutarisa kuti pamwedzi vanogona kushaya munhu anouya kuchipatara achirwara nechirwere chemalaria yatinoti pachirungu pre-elimination phase, yekuti vaakutotarisira kuti chirwere chemalaria chaakutobva zvachose mudunhu mavo. Izvi tinoti zviti pamusaka pezvirongwa zvatiri kuita zvekupa manets nekufafaidza mudzimba.
Imi sePlan International, shuwiro yenyu ndeyekuona chiichi chizoitika mune ramangwana panyaya iyoyi yechirwere chemalaria?
Shuwiro yedu sePlan International ndeyekuona madunhu edu atinobata neZimbabwe yose isisina chirwere chemalaria. Taakurarama kusisina chirwere chemalaria tichitonzwawo kuti pana abva kune imwe nyika achiuya muZimbabwe kando kuti tizonzi kwawanikwa malaria muno muZimbabwe, asi tiri kutarisira kuti kushayikwe munhu anonzi abatwa nechirwere chemalaria. Ndozvatiri kunyanya kutarisira sePlan International, ndozvatiri kushanda takatarisa. Tiri kune kuita nezvimwe zvirongwa zvekubatanawo neMozambique kuti tikwanise kushandidzana pamwe chete kuti zvatiri kuita muno muZimbabwe ivo vazviitewo kuMozambique, kuitira kuti vanhu vasazofamba vachibva kumatunhu akaita seMozambique vachipinda muZimbabwe vaine malaria. Saka tiri kuzama kudzivirira kuti Zimbabwe yose inge isisina malaria.
Munoshanda nezvipatara here nemakirinika ari munzvimbo idzodzi dzamuri kushanda muchipa vanhu mamosquito net?
Hongu tinoshanda nezvipatara nemakiriniki. Mamosquito net iwaya anopiwa vanhu pamakiriniki nepazvipatara. Uye vashandi vehurumende vanautsanana vaya ndovanotarisa kupiwa kwemamosquito net iwayo munharaunda dzatinoshanda.
Avanga vari muzvare vimbai machuana vesangano replan international vachitaura namavelas muhlanganya uye westudio 7 vari parunare mukwekwe. Munhau dzemitambo. Chikwata chenhabvu cheFC Platinum chawedzera mapoints achiri kutungamira nawo gungano reCastle Lager Premier Soccer League. Mutore wedu wenhau Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Kugona kunenge kudada yave kutungamira Caps United nemapoints mana. Mushure mekurova Blair City 1-0 musvondo yakanwiswa zvibodzwa zvishoma-shoma zvinomwe chete mumitambo misere. Zvikwata zvina chete. FC Platinum, Caps United, Chicken Inn Wange ndizvo zvakakwanisa kukunda mimwe mitambo yese ikapera iri mangange. FC Platinum yacho yakamira kusvika kumagumo kutetore mapoints matatu apo Rodwo uchinyengetere akanwisa kwasara minute imwe chete. Zvichakadaro mune mufaro zvekare mumusha weCaps United mushure mekunge maGreen Machine akunda Highlanders 1-0 mumutambo wakakwezva zvuru nezvuru zvevanhu muNational Sports Stadium. Kwatambwa mitambo gumi nemitanhatu. Zvikwata zviri pamusoro-soro ndeizvi: FC Platinum 36 points, Caps United 32 points, Highlanders 31 points, Dynamos 26 points. Zvikwata zvina zviri pasi-pasi ndeizvi: Chapungu 19 points, Cholocho Pirates 12 points, Mutare City Rovers 12 points, Border Strikers 7 points. Panguva imwe cheteyo vePremier Soccer League varonga kuti mitambo yevhiki regumi nenomwe itambwe pakati pesvondo. Mitambo yakamira seizvi: Chitatu, Border Strikers vs Blyo City, Harare City vs ZPC Kariba, Ngezi Platinum vs Chicken Inn, Chapungu vs Triangle, Cholocho vs Caps United, FC Platinum vs Wange, China, Dynamos vs Haumine, Highlanders vs Mutare City Rovers. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusungwa kwevarwi vehondo yerusununguko pamwe nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuti vatigo kufonerai. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi. Vanoona nezvekubuditswa kwemashoko musangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia vapiwa mukana wekubhadhara mari yechibatiso panguva imwe chete vamwe vakuru vesangano iri vaviri vachisungwa. Zimu rainoti yakundikana nezvikamu zvitanhatu kubva muzana kusvitsa mari yemitero yainge yakatarisira kuwana. Vechidiki vebato reMDCT mudunhu reHarare vanoti vakarwiswa nevanofungidzirwa kuti vatsigiri veZANU PF kumusha wekambuzuma ito takasiya vamwe vave muchipatara. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana. Kana muchida kutitumira tsamba mbozha, dzitumirei kustudio7@voanews.com. anokuoneka ane mufaro ndini Jonga Kandemire ndiri muWashington DC ndekusiyamina Chris Gande na Marvelous Mhlanganya uye vachikupa inhau muririmi rwechirungu.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemir. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 1st, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
War Veterans leader Douglas Mahia is released as police lock up two other top former freedom fighters for allegedly insulting President Mugabe.
Whilst we were holding our car rally in the suburb, we were attacked by some ZANU-PF militias. They tried to block the road using stones and tires.
20 MDCT youths are injured in skirmishes with suspected ZANU-PF supporters.
Mandela Washington Fellows converge in Washington, D.C. to wrap up the six-month United States program.
And ZANU-PF's plans to allocate tens to party youths angers Joyce Mujuru's Zimbabwe People First Party.
These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
More than 20 MDCT youths were brutally attacked by suspected ZANU-PF militia in Kambuzuma on Sunday at the launch of their My Zimbabwe campaign, leaving eight of them hospitalized. According to Bridget Nyandoro, who is the Deputy Information and Publicity Secretary for Harare Province Youth Assembly, they were first attacked in the morning when they were preparing for a rally. Nyandoro says they managed to repel the attackers as they outnumbered them, but the suspected ZANU-PF supporters regrouped after the rally, with reinforcements being bussed from Mbare, Machipisa in Highfield and Kuwadzana. Nyandoro tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they could not report the attack to the police because some of the injured who had sought refuge at a local police station were briefly detained on allegations of sparking the attack.
We were in Kambuzuma yesterday where we were launching the hashtag My Zimbabwe campaign. So whilst we were holding our car rally in the suburb, we were attacked by some ZANU-PF militias. They tried to block the road using stones and tires. But fortunately, we were a large group and there were just a few of them. So we managed to defend ourselves and went ahead with our car rally. Afterwards, people went back to the venue where we were supposed to hold the rally, the campaign. We did everything smoothly, and afterwards, when people were going back to their respective homes, that's when they were attacked by people who have been brought in as a backup from places like Mbare, Machipisa, and Kuwadzana. So some of our members were badly injured, and we took them to the hospital.
Did you manage to report this incident to the police?
Unfortunately, we couldn't make a police report because some of our injured members had been detained by the police. The police had actually detained them, saying that they are the ones who were perpetrating violence, yet they were the victims. And we also got some unconfirmed reports or information that ZANU-PF had instructed actually the police to roam around the area and see to it that the ZANU-PF youths do what they needed to do without any hindrance. So there was heavy police presence, but they could not stop the attacks. So we felt it was not going to make any difference even if we were to open a police case.
Without reporting to the police, Ms. Nyandoro, how sure or certain are you that you were attacked by ZANU-PF people if there were no arrests made?
We are very sure and confident that these people were from ZANU-PF because whilst we were at the rally, our security team saw some combis that were coming in from Mbare, Kwazana and Machipisa. They guarded at Harare Province, ZANU-PF chairperson's house there in Joshua Nkabuko area. They had a short meeting and regrouped at the chairperson's house.
And that was Bridget Nyandoro, Deputy Information and Publicity Secretary for Harare Province MDCT Youth Assembly. She was speaking with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
The 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship Presidential Summit kicked off in Washington, D.C. earlier today, with the Zimbabweans making a mark for themselves at the event. Our reporter Tatenda Gumbo has more.
Almost 1,000 young African leaders from 49 countries converged at the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, D.C. A call to order by the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State of Education and Cultural Affairs, Evan Ryan, immediately set the room abuzz.
I am honored to officially open the 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship Presidential Summit.
The presidential summit began with the Congressional Forum on Investing in the Next Generation of Africa, where a mention of Pastor Ivan Mawarire's hashtag This Flag Movement by panelist Natasha Kimani of Kenya drew an applause from Zimbabweans in the crowd.
Africa is has the largest Twitter users, and Africans have used Twitter to change policy, to influence government. You have recently in South Africa, fees must fall. Zimbabwe about the flag. Young people are the voice of Africa right now. And what is happening, our governments are listening to us, whether or not they want to.
Responding to an audience question from a Togolese fellow on a young American leaders exchange program, U.S. Congressman Chris Coons commended Zimbabwean businessman Strive Masiwa's recent initiative to send young American leaders to African countries. In breakout sessions tagged The Idea Storm, Fellows Ignite Talks, a number of Zimbabweans, including Golden Maunganidze, journalism lecturer and editor of community newspaper Tell Zim, spoke on ways to ignite Africa. Speaking in his session, Maunganidze said African voices need to be amplified.
I wanted the people in the rural community to tell their own stories. I redefined journalism to help the community to speak for themselves. Through this platform, I help the people in the southern part of Zimbabwe to advocate for quality service delivery, democracy, good governance, and better education. I have since achieved more than what I imagined.
Zimbabwean fellow Tiara Gendi, an advocate for LGBTQ community, says his experience in the United States has been enlightening thus far. Faith Ndlovu, who works for the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, said she's expecting more to come for the remainder of the program this week. The fellows will remain in Washington, D.C. until Thursday, leading to a town hall meeting with the United States President Barack Obama, scheduled for Wednesday. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
We now take a look at regional and international news.
U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's feud with the parents of a fallen Muslim American soldier erupted again today. Arizona Senator John McCain, a prisoner of war in Vietnam in the 1960s, and the losing Republican presidential candidate in 2008, rebuked Trump for disparaging Kazia Khan and his wife Ghazala as they remembered their son at last week's Democratic National Convention. The son was killed by a suicide bomber in 2004 in Iraq. The Khans endorsed Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, and have continued to speak out against Trump in television interviews.
The U.S. military has conducted airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Libya, the Pentagon said today.
A member of South Africa's opposition Democratic Alliance said President Jacob Zuma's rhetoric ahead of Wednesday's municipal elections is a sign of desperation, that the once mighty African National Congress may be losing ground to the opposition in terms of popularity. President Zuma on Sunday admonished South Africans to vote for the ANC so that the party will continue to improve their lives.
And hundreds of demonstrators gathered in downtown Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo on Sunday, protesting against the government of interim President Michel Temer, who is replacing suspended President Dilma Rousseff. Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association General Secretary Victor Matemadanda was arrested today at the Harare Magistrates Court, where his organization's national spokesperson, Douglas Mahia, was being arraigned on charges of insulting or undermining the authority of President Robert Mugabe. Thomas Chiripasi was there and filed this report.
Matemadanda was arrested by heavily armed police details as he walked out of the courtroom where Mahia's case was being heard. Police officers whisked him away to some offices at the court building while ordering all the people, mainly war veterans and civil society activists, who were getting out of the courtroom to leave the place. At the entrance of the court building, some war veterans and civil society activists sang revolutionary songs in solidarity with Matemadanda and Mahia, while some were crying. The police details then used the prisoner's entrance at the back of the court building to exit with Matemadanda and sped off as the singing former freedom fighters were approaching the vehicle that was being used by the police to whisk Matemadanda away. Matemadanda's attorney, Beatrice Mutetwa, told Studio 7 by phone from a central police station that her client was being held at the station, but no formal charges had been leveled against her client. Francis Nando, another top war veteran, was also arrested today. There were no details of his whereabouts. He is linked to a damning communique issued by war veterans last week, which condemned President Mugabe for running down Zimbabwe. At the same time, Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe granted Mahia a $300 bail and ordered him to report twice per week at Harare Central Police Station's Law and Order Division until the matter was finalized. Mahia is being accused of insulting or undermining Mr. Mugabe through a communique issued by the War Veterans Body last month, calling on the head of state to address key issues affecting ordinary Zimbabweans. After the magistrate delivered his ruling, State Counsel Tapiwa Kasema applied for the suspension of Magistrate Chikwekwe's ruling for 48 hours, pending an appeal of the judgment by the state, but this was opposed by Bahia's attorney, Harrison Nkomo, who argued that the judge's decision could not be suspended without giving concrete reasons or without the prosecutor general filing a formal application. The magistrate agreed with the defense and ordered Mahia's immediate release. Nkomo welcomed the magistrate's decision. Nkomo gave notice in court that at the next remand, on the 12th of August, the defense would be applying for Mahia's refusal of further remand, saying the state papers in their current form do not disclose an offense. Meanwhile, War Veterans Chairperson Chris Muchangwa, who was also at the courts, criticized the arrest of former freedom fighters.
It said that these heroic fighters, the best army Africa has ever produced in modern times, 4 decades down the line, they are just being persecuted by those who were war deserters, those who were war cowards. Some of them, when I was at school with them, they didn't go to war, but they are now very powerful, and they are part of the harassment of the war veterans. And some young people who say their mothers and fathers fought for them. If we fought with his mother and father when he was in the womb, that's, you know, it's very sad that these people see it upon themselves. And to abuse also the most powerful office in the land.
Also at the courts was former vice president and leader of the Zimbabwe People First Party, Joyce Mujuru, who echoed Muchangwa's sentiments.
It's just unfair. That's why you have heard, you have seen people, they are trying to show that the way things are going is not the correct way. And I think I've been talking about it, that we don't have to show any hard-handedness, but that people have to be giving each other time to discuss issues when people don't agree.
Several human rights activists and politicians, including one of MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai's deputies, Nelson Chamisa, attended the court session today. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
ZANU-PF is set to allocate residential stands for its party supporters on Saturday, while former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's party, Zimbabwe People First, will be holding a rally at Gadzema Grounds, Chinoyi, Mashonaland West Province. ZANU-PF is also planning to hold a rally on the same day near Gadzema Grounds. Zimbabwe People First supporters say this is a recipe for political violence. Our reporter Arthur Chigoriwa has more details from Chinoyi.
Zimbabwe People First, or ZIMPF, provincial chairperson Marian Chombo told Studio 7 that the allocation of stands to poor ZANU-PF youth and the holding of a rally on the same day and near the venue of Joyce Mujuru's party rally won't stop them from campaigning in Mashonaland West Province. She said ZANU-PF's proposal to hold their rally only 200 meters away from the Zimbabwe People's First rally on Saturday may result in clashes between the two parties.
A recipe for disaster, and the police should not have allowed that one. ZANU-PF is not obeying the law in this regard.
Mrs. Chombo said it is surprising that ZANU-PF wants to allocate stands to local youth who won't be able to build houses due to lack of funds. Mrs. Chombo, who was once married to Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo, accused her former husband of allegedly grabbing land in most urban areas in the same manner his party is now doing in Chinoyi, Harare, and other cities.
From the record, you can tell that Chombo is a massive. He has literally taken all the stands from all the local boards, all the local authorities.
Mr. Chombo was not reachable for comment. ZIMPF Chinoyi youth leader Prosper Gavanga, a former ZANU-PF member, said it is clear that Chombo and ZANU-PF political commissar Sylvia Kasukuere want to wound weak the youth like what they did in 2013 general elections when he was the campaigning manager of ZANU-PF Chinoyi losing candidate Philip Chiangwa. Gavanga said they were promised stands, but all that has not yet been fulfilled by the ruling party.
I challenge all youth, especially those in ZANU-PF, to ask for land that they were promised in 2013 election by Chiangwa and Chombo. I know this because I was part of the campaign team, that these lands are for fake.
Chiangwa confirmed that they promised the youth stands, but they have not been delivered because Chinoyi Council has not serviced them.
Chombo came with me to Shackleton, right? Once that bush, proper town planning and so forth. At that meeting, I remember him then saying, we can allocate. That's where the issue is hanging.
ZANU-PF Chinoyi youth leader Tapiwa Chitate said they are going ahead with their plans of giving youth residential stands at a farm in Chinoy and holding a rally on Saturday. But Chinoy Mayor Chesty Michaels professed ignorance over the stance, saying he heard that it was discussed at the weekend during a ZANU-PF meeting. Political analysts say ZANU-PF's move is designed to disturb its opponents at a time the ruling party is failing to explain some of its proposed policies to revive the economy outlined in the run-up to the 2013 general elections. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Some women in Masvingo province have expressed dismay over the Minister of Health's move to withhold birth records of newly born kids in an attempt to force mothers to pay maternity fees of up to almost $85 per child delivery. They say some parents end up having difficulties in enrolling their children at school due to lack of proper birth records. Reporter Gandri Maramba has more.
Some of the women said the situation has been worsened by crippling cash shortage in Zimbabwe. Sophia Mtando of Mcheke Sebab said the government is violating the rights of mothers who are supposed to have access to health as stipulated in Zimbabwe's constitution.
As women, we are really facing difficulties to access the right to health, especially on maternity fees. We can't afford paying user fees because there's cash crisis. We can't access cash from the banks. Most of the women are delivering in their homes because they can't access cash. It's really difficult if you see the pay days are being postponed.
Women pay maternity fees of about $83 at Masvingo General Hospital, the province referral health institution. Most women say the fee is too high and government should revise it, as it has always promised women free maternity services in public health institutions. Another local woman, Tsitsinga Mera, said the government should stop withholding kids' birth records if mothers fail to pay maternity fees.
This is a very bad practice. As women, we think this must be stopped as early as possible. The ministry or the hospital institution must not charge us money or withhold the birth record, because that birth record is the entry to my child. Without that birth record, the child might not be able to get the birth certificate. And if you don't have a birth certificate, you will not have the ID also. So I think that practice must be stopped.
Other women are detained at public health institutions after giving birth and failed to pay maternity fees. Joyce Mungu, local chairperson of Women's Coalition in Zimbabwe, demanded that central government should intervene to stop all these practices.
As Women's Coalition, we are not happy because women are being detained because they fail to pay their user fees at the hospital. They are very high. Some of them, they cannot afford to pay the fees. And at the end of the day, they cannot afford to get the birth record of their children so that they can have their birth certificates. So we want to urge the government to help us as women so that women can give birth free.
A local health expert, David Gomba, said the practice by the health institution was illegal.
The practice is a violation of constitutionally provided for rights to affordable and accessible basic health services in terms of Chapter 3, Subsection 29. The withholding of birth records is also blatantly illegal, as it withdraws the right to birth certificates as provided for by Section 35.3 of the same chapter. It is ironic that it is being done by public health institutions, which must be at the forefront of complying with the national constitution.
Section 29 of the constitution stipulates that the state must take all practical measures to ensure the provision of basic, accessible and adequate health services throughout Zimbabwe. It also clearly stipulates that the state must take appropriate, fair and reasonable measures to ensure that no person is refused emergency medical treatment at any health institution. Masvingo Provincial Medical Director Dr. Amedas Shamu said he has not received such reports in his office and promised to investigate the matter. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.
And in sports news, the Mighty Warriors are ready to take on Germany in Group F of the Olympic Games. Our reporter Michael Cariati tells us more.
The Mighty Warriors of Zimbabwe are expected to kick off Team Zimbabwe's campaign at the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro on Wednesday against European champions Germany at the Corinthians Arena in Sao Paulo. Shadrack Mhlaure and his squad say they will do their best against the strong Germans. Zimbabwe is in the same group with Canada and Australia. The Mighty Warriors were one of the 3-0 in a friendly match against China last Wednesday. In local soccer news, FC Platinum have opened a 4-point lead at the top of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League standings. Kugona kunenge kudada are 4 points clear of Caps United after a 1-0 win over Bloor City in a weekend in which only 7 goals were scored in 8 matches. Only 4 teams, FC Platinum, Caps United, Chicken Inn and Wange, won their matches, with the other 4 matches ending in draws. FC Platinum had to leave it too late until the 89th minute when Rodwo Chinyengetere struck for the maximum points, which have seen them shoot to 36 points ahead of Caps United, who moved to 32 points after a 1-0 win over Highlanders. However, Kugona kunenge kudada coach Norman Mapeza is refusing to be excited about their current standings.
It's not about us being on top of the lot, but the most important thing is to keep collecting as many points as we can along the way. Because at the end of the day, what's more important is the wins we're going to get coming of the season. That's the most important thing. There's a lot of pressure at the top, but for me, it's a positive pressure because we're getting results.
The Green Machine dominated Highlanders, and the talking point after the match was the too many chances which Caps United missed, one of which was by Dominic Chungwa with an open goal and the penalty miss by Devon Jaffa. Assistant coach Mark Mate says although they could have won by a higher scoring margin, they are still happy with the 3 points.
We scored today. We didn't control the game the way we would have wanted. But look, we got the chance that we got and we put it away and we got the all important 3 points. But look, overall, we performed that well the way we wanted. But at the end of the day, what is key is the 3 points and win, and we're happy about that.
Highlanders coach Errol Agbaye admitted his team played badly.
Actually, we played not very well football today. You see that we're missing our style of football, we're missing too much players. And that means if you play with substitution, sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you get bad. And today we are doing very bad.
In 6 league and cup matches, Highlanders he've scored only goal in regulation time, and Agbaye is worried.
Today you can look it at 1-0.
Dynamos all but surrendered their title chase after a goalless draw at ZPC Kariba. The 2 points dropped have seen Dimbare go 10 points behind FC Platinum. Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe cricket national team's losing streak continued after the Chevrons fell by the wayside by an innings and 117 runs to New Zealand in the first of their 2 tests at Queen's Sports Club. Although Sean Williams hit a splendid 119 runs with 21 fours and Craig Evan on 50 for a total of 164 in their first innings, they were dismissed for 295 for 6 in 79 overs. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 live talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners about the widening rift between war veterans and President Robert Mugabe as more former freedom fighters are arrested.
If you wish to join us, you can send a WhatsApp on our number 001-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318.
And now to recap today's top stories.
War Veterans leader Douglas Mahia is released as police lock up 2 other top former freedom fighters.
20 MDCT youths are injured in skirmishes with suspected ZANU-PF supporters.
And Mandela Washington Fellows converge in Washington, D.C. to wrap up the six-month United States program.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Chris Gande in Washington.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyalamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 1 Ncwabakazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Lingalitshona njani izilukandaba kumagumbi amane omhlaba olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Unikwe ibail ukuthi wabhatale 300 ama United States dollars ahlale lapho ahlala khona until i-case leyo isiphelile enga-interfere ama-witnesses. Kodwa siphenduke e-court mhla ka 12 August.
Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Douglas Mahia ukhululwa ngokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula imali yesibambiso sebail.
Bathe sebeqede ukwenza irali ama-ovethi lawo avala izindlela zonke eziphumayo egambuzima abantu bebefika edolobheni abantu banelisile ukuthi babaleke kodwa kunabantu abaningi abalimele ngobegibidelwa ngamatye.
Amalunga ebandla le-MDCT atshaywa kabuhlungu ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngamalunga ebandla le-ZANU-PF elokitshini leMavuku. Iqembu lenguqu le-FC Platinum selivule isikhala semiklomelo eminingi engalaneni yemiklomelo yesigaba se-Castle Lager Premier Soccer League. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko yeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans umnumzana Douglas Mahia unikwe ithuba lokuhlawula imali yesibambiso esebail. Ngasikhathi sinye umantshi wahle walahla isicelo sabatshutshisi abakade sebephikisa lesi sinqumo befuna idale limgcine okwamalanga amabili. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Bamukele ngenjabulo isinqumo lesi abalwa impi yenkululeko loZulu esika mantshi uVakayichi Gwegwe ovume ukuba ahlawule ibheyili yamakhulu amathathu amadola $300 uMahia obotshwe ngolwesithathu ngeviki ephelileyo esetheswa umlandu wokuthuka umongameli Robert Mugabe kanye lokweyisa ihofisi kamongameli. Umtshutshisi umnumzana Thapiwa Khasema ubefuna siguqulwe lesi sinqumo aqhubeke evalelwe uMahia okwezinye insuku ezimbili phezu kokuvalelwa okwesikhathi eside. Okuhle kwaphikiswa ligqwetha likaMahia umnumzana Harrison Nkomo olilunga leZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ethi asikho isizathu sokwenze lokho esola imizamo yabatshutshisi yokufuna ukusebenzisa isigaba 121 somthetho we-Criminal Procedure and Codification Act esingasasebenziyo kusisekelo esitsha sombuso.
Unikwe ibail ukuthi wabhatale 300 ama United States dollars ahlale lapho ahlala khona until i-case leyo isiphelile enga-interfere ama-witnesses. Kodwa siphenduke e-court mhla ka 12 August.
Baze ngobuningi abalwa impi yenkululeko ukuzasekela omunye wabo uMahia okubalisa unkosazana Beauty Hlatshwayo.
Omnye wethu bambophile baqala bamise ematabhi ngale a place that was condemned basebembupha futhi balokho belokho bembopha athi nasathi vele sisuki lapha besikhona vele kuqala kubhengo lesine silokho sikhona apha.
Ngaphambilini kwakubuyela edale ngemva kokudla kwemini kubotshwe unobhala jikelele wabalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Victor Matemadanda obeze uzasekela omunye wakhe uMahlatshwayo uthi bazakuza njalo ngobunengi njengalokho abakwenze lamhla ukuzamsekela laye uMathemadanda.
Kodwa heyi namhla ngijabule kakhulu, I know justice has been done. Sesimelela ukuthi ingene ekaMathemadanda u-SG wethu naye vele uzaphuma futhi asesabi ukubotshwa asesabi vele asesabi ngoba isikhathi sesifikile.
Ubesetheswa umlando wokufuna ukuvukela uhulumende kanye lokuhlambaza umongameli welizwe le ofisi yakhe kuthe ngokuya kokuhluzwa kwaleli cala. Isigaba sakuqala secala abeletheswa salahlwa usomunye kuphela umlando wakhe wokuthuka umongameli kanye lokweyisa iofisi yakhe. Inkokheli yamabandla aphikisayo ehlukeneyo, inkokheli yenhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo loluntu, amagqwetha aweZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, uZulu kanye labalwa impi yenkululeko laba baze ukuzakuzwa impumela yokuhluzwa kwecala likaMahiya obotshwe ngolwesithathu olwedluleyo. Owake waba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru osekhokhela ibandla leZimbabwe People First engomunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko, umgcini sihlalo welinye lamaqembu abalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Chris Mchangwa, lowake waba ngumphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezemfundo unkosazana Fay Chung bebekhona eDale. Ubekhona njalo lo Assistant Commissioner Crispin Makedenge okhokhela olunye uhlangothi lwamapolisa. Amapolisa ohlangothi lwe-Riot abehlome ephelele abekhona ngobuningi phandle laphakathi kwedale likamantshi lanxa zingazange zibe khona izehlakalo zodlakela. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumemvisi Gama.
Amalunga ebandla leMDCT abuka abikwa echaywe kabuhlungu ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngamalunga ebandla leZANU PF elokijini leMavuku izolo. Abanye abachayiweyo babikwa begijime bayabika emapholiseni kodwa kwaba yibo abavalelwayo esitokisini bakhululwa ngemva kwesikhathi. Lokhu kuhle kwabangela ukuthi kungabi loya emapholiseni njalo. Sixoxe lomsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla leMDCT unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Izolo ibandla lethu besile rally eKambuzuma. So irally ngaqalisi abalandeli bethu benkokheli benze ikarally basinda endaweni eKambuzuma khona ngale lapho kwazakala khona ukuthi kuhlala khona amahovisi. Baqalise ukujikijika izimota zethu ngamatshe. Izimota zabuyela emuva zabuyela erally.
Manje akulimalanga mantu yini?
Irally iphumelele bathe sebeqeda ukwenza irally amahovisi lawo avala izindlela zonke eziphumayo eGambuzuma abantu bebesiye edolobheni. Abantu banelisile ukuthi babaleke kodwa kunabantu abaningi abalimele ngoba bejikijelwa ngamatshe omama obaba abantwana. Inani labo kalikagcaci kufanele isibhedlela sifike bagaziswe ukuthi bangaka abalimele.
Amapholisa wona athini ngodaba lolo?
Amapholisa kuleli lizwe ngabezanu PF esikhathini eziningi uma izanu isihlukuluza njengebandla leMDC abantu bezanu kababothwa ubothwa thina esihlukuluzwayo. So amapholisa akazange athi-ke njalo kabakagcwayisisi ukuthi kuhambe njani, kabakadingi lokuthi laba abaqoqe irali leyo ukuthi bababuzisi kuhambe njani bazithulele nje.
Manje njengebandla lina lithini ngodlakela lona?
Njengodlakela lonke ngobani lathina besike saluva ingwalo sihambisa kusadaki eyouth bazisa ngokuthi izanu siqalisile ukuyenza ukuthi mangena esiza kwenza ukuthi laba abachayiwele ezimoda echaywe ngamatshe sizakhangela umonakalo okhona njani bese sinika i-department yethu ye-legal ukuthi sibone ukuthi singathatha nyathelo bani ukuthi sibone ukuthi into lezo ziyaqondiswa.
Lo ngunkosazana Thabita Khumalo, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla leMDCT, ubekhuluma leStudio 7 ecingweni ekobulawayo. Indlela yokuvula amaklinika lula esungulwe inhlanganiso ye-North Star Alliance isinconywe ngabaningi kakhulu ekutholiseni ezempila kahle endaweni ezingafinyelelekiyo lula lezingela mphucuko. Linhlanganiso isebenzisa amabhokisi emakhulu okuthwalisa impahla ama-containers ngolwemzini yenze iklinika elakho konke loba kuyiphi indawo. UBenedict Nhlapho uxoxa labenhlanganiso le ngalolu hlobo lweklinika yabo esikhona laseZimbabwe.
Inhlanganiso ye-North Star Alliance esebenzela endaweni ezijeneyo emhlabeni jikelele Ite ngokubona ukuthi kulabachayeli bamaroli abaqeda amaviki besendleleni, yacabanga ukuthi ibenzele indawo zokwelapha lapho abaphumula khona ikakhulu emngceleni yelizwe. Yahlela njalo ukuthi lezi ndawo zisize njalo abesifazane abathengisa imizimba njengoba labo beqeda izinyanga bekulezi ndawo zabachayeli bamaroli. Inhlanganiso esilamaklinika emazweni edlula ichumi kuzwekazi le-Afrika kugoqela leZimbabwe isebenzisa amabhokisi ensimbi okuthwala impahla ama-shipping containers ngolwemzini abe sependwa ngombala oluhlaza engakathwalelwa lapho afuneka khona endaweni ezinjengemngceleni yelizwe loba lezo ezingalamaklinika. Iningi labantu lithe endaweni ezifana leZimbabwe lapho imali imvela kancane lezempila kahle zintengantenga inxa kusilela kwamaklinika, uhlobo lwamaklinika aweNorth Star Alliance yiwo angasiza kakhulu. Kule klinika kufakwa yonke imithi engadingeka. Omunye wabodokotela beNorth Star Alliance emazweni asezansi ezwekazi le-Afrika, uDokotela Thandeka Khoza, uthi kulula kakhulu njalo akubizi imali eningi ukusungula lolu hlobo lweklinika.
I-container nje, mohlole indawo yokuthi i-container ingahlala la ingahlala, siyayithatha siyifake etrakini, isiyenziwe isishintshwe kabusha, isiyenziwe leyo klinikhi leyo, ifakwe yonke into yakhona, sihambe siyoyibeka la qathatha la ifaneke iye khona.
Ukhoza uthi kunengi okuhle ngale iklinika, nxa uqathanisa lalezo ezakhiwayo okufuze kuthathe iminyaka zisakhiwa.
I-advantage yawo ukuthi ena yinto ongayenza ngaleso sikhathi, akufaneke mhlawumbe uzuthole abakhi abazogumba abazoqala phansi bafake oma foundation nani. Ngingathatha nje amavika amabili ukuthi yenziwe lento le masiyabekwe kube khona iclinic.
Oseke wathola uncedo kulamaklinika uNkosazana Zanele Mthembu uthi bekungaba kuhle nxa uhulumende kugoqela lweZimbabwe bengasungula amaklinika afana lala endaweni eziningi lapho abantu abaningi abacina besifa ngenxa kusilela kwalawo afuna ukwakhiwa ngemali eningi.
Ku-right ngathi ngahlala kukhona sasonke isikhathi siyakujabulela. Engathi angahamba itshala all over nje ey'ndaweni esihlala kuzona ihleli ikhona.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe esisebenza kwezempilakahle uMnumzana Butholezwe Nyathi uthi udubo ngeZimbabwe ukuthi ziningi inhlelo ezinhle zezempilakahle ezibhalwe phansi kodwa ukuthi zenziwe mpu.
IZimbabwe esikhathini esiningi iba nama lokho esikubiza sithi ngama policies nama programs abhalwe phansi amahle kakhulu ukuthi uma umuntu engawafunda ephepheni uzosuthiseka ukuthi hayi lokho kuhle lokho, kodwa inkinga ilapha ekuthini benikeze lawo ma services be roll out lawo ma services abantu bethole lolo ncedo abalubhale phansi.
Izibhedlela ezinkulu eZimbabwe zibhekane lohlupho olukhulu kwezempila kahle enxa kusilela kwemali. Bakhona ke abathi lolhlupho lungaba nganeno nxa kungamiswa ukwakhiwa kwamaklinika abiza imali eningi kusetshenziswe la angaduliyo ukwenziwa lokusebenza kwawo. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 meter wave, laku shortwave 4930 6065, laku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com noma i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Umhlangano omkhulu wokugqiba uhlelo lwalonyaka olweMandela Washington Fellowship Presidential Summit uqale lamhlanje eWashington DC lapho isinye isiphathamandla sikahulumende weleMelika esichayele ihlombe usomabhizimusi weZimbabwe uMnumzana Strive Masiwa ngokuqhuba inhlelo zokuthuthukisa ontanga kwezemfundo. Okuningi asikuzweni kuNtungameli Nkomo.
USenator Chris Coons isiphathamandla sikahulumende weMelika uncume kakhulu uMnumzana Masiwa esithi basebenzelana laye kakuhle kunhlelo zokuthuthukisa abasakhulayo kwezemfundo. Omunye wabakhulumileyo ngosakhulayo weZimbabwe uMnumzana Golden Maunganidze yena oyintatheli izindaba njalo ofundisa umsebenzi wokuthapha izindaba. uma unganidze ngomnikazi njalo wephephandaba lethel Zimbabwe emaswingo. Ukhuthaze abanye bakhe ukuthi bakhulume ngazwi linye kundaba zentuthuko kungakhathalekile ukuthi bavela kuwaphi amazwe. Udaba lomzabalazo kazulu weZimbabwe okhuthaza inguquko phansi komkankaso weThis Flag lalo lukhulunywe ngalo kulumhlangano. Esinye isikhulumeli sithe umkhankaso lo uveza sobala ukuzinikela kukazulu weZimbabwe ukulwisana lo mbuso woncindezelo. Umhlangano lo uyaqhubeka kulezi khulumeli ezithiyeneyo njalo umongameli Obama ukhangelelwe ukugqiba ngolwesine lapho ontanga abayinkulungwane laba abazaphindela khona emazweni abo. Abasakhulayo beZimbabwe abakuhlelo lolu bafika phose amachumi ayisithupha. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC nginguNtungameli Nkomo.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje lapho sikhangela ukubotshwa mahlayana kwabantu obugoqela abalwa impi yenkululeko. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Singakangena esigabeni esilandelayo wathi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezomvikela kwele Melika bathi ibutho labo lihlasele kanzima ngendizamtshina zebutho endaweni eziphansi kwabalwa becatsha abesimuslim abedlulisa amalawulo abe-ISIS esit kwele Libya ngemva kokucelwa libutho lomanyano wamazwe omhlaba ele-United Nations. Ngemva kwemihlangano emikhulu yama conventions amabandla amabili amakhulu elemelika ama Democrats lama Republicans unkosikazi Hillary Clinton usekhokhela kuma polls osekelo kulabo abazancintisana la ukukhetho lokudinga umongameli umnumzana Donald Trump. Abomsakazo we-CBS News bathi uClinton usekhokhela ekusilinganiso sokungamachumi amane lasithupha ekhulwini i-46%, kuthi uTrump yena ulandela ngamachumi phose amane i-39%. Uhulumende usegqibe ihlandla lesine lohlelo lokunika abantwana umuthi wokwenqabela umkhuhlane weBilharzia kanye lokuqeda izinanakazana ezingena esiswini ama-intestinal worms ngesilungu ophathwe ezikolweni zezigaba zonke zelizwe. UNothando Sibanda usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ugatsha lwezempilakahle ngeviki ephelileyo lugqibe umkhankaso wokunika abantwana baleminyaka emihlanu kusiya kutshumi lanhlanu umuthi wokuvikela umkhuhlane weBilharzia labalomnyaka owodwa kusiya kutshumi lanhlanu okuqeda ama-intestinal worms. Uhlelo lolu oluqale phakathi kukantulikazi lukhanya solujayelwe ngabazali lanxa abanye lokhu bekhonona ukuthi abachasiselwa ngesikhathi ukuthi abantu babo bazathola imithi ezikolo. Okhangela ukulwisana lemikhuhlane ethelelwanayo kugatsha lwezempilakahle uDokotela Poshia Mananganzira uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abazali baqaphele nxa kusenziwa imikhankaso enje ukuze abantu babo bangasali phandle lapho abanye bethola imithi yokuvikela imikhuhlane ethile.
It's not just being dumped because these are diseases of neglect.
Umuthi lo awuphongi ulahlelwa ngapha ngenxa yokuthi uza ebantwini abaswelayo. Ungumuthi olungele ukusebenza kulezimiso emhlabeni wonke jikelele ezitsho ukuthi nxa unika abantu imithi awubaniki ongalunganga ngoba beswela.
Isakhamuzi unkosikazi Precious Mathe ngomunye walabo ababengazwisisi lapho uhlelo lolu luqala.
Abazali okwakhathe sebejayele amaphilisi lawa akhankaselwa nguhulumende ukuthi abantwana bawanathe ezikolo. This time abantwana ade benathathwa ngokuvikela iBilharzia. Kodwa ikakhulu mbona ngani labo abantwana la yibo asebengani sebewajayele kakhulu osokugcina kusenza abazali bangapaniki.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi, umnumzana Ivan Mahlangu, uthi lanxa abazali sebezwisisa ukuthi uhulumende ulemikhankaso enje, kuqakathekile ukuthi batshelwe njengabazali kusese lesikhathi ukuthi bengethuki lapho abantwana bevela ezikolo bebika ukuthi banikwe imithi inengi elingazilo kuyichasisa.
Inkinga esihlangana layo kakhulu ngendaba ye drug lay ebilhazia ebinikwa abantwana ezikolo ukuthi abazali abaningi besivele singazi ukuthi abantwana bethu bazophiwa ama-drug enjalo. Lokhu kusuka kusikhahlameze njengabazali ukuthi siyabe singasazi ukuthi abantwana bethu baphiwa ntoni.
Unkosikazi Emily Ndlovu, umzali wabantwana ababili abatholele umuthi ngeviki ephelileyo.
Abantu bethuka ngoba laba baqalisileyo ukuhamba khona ngale bebetshela ukuthi i-drug yakhona iyagulisa abantwana, abanye abantwana bekhulunywa ngokufeinta njalo. Izinto esiyabe singachasisela ukuthi zingakungenela abantu kanjani ziyahlupha, uyabusesabela impilo yomntanakho.
Obephatheke ekunikeni abantwana lumuthi, umongikazi unkosikazi Messi Nyabatsa, uthi kuqakathekile ngalesi sikhathi izulu lingakaqali ukuna ukuthi abantwana bathole umuthi lo ngoba umkhuhlane wama-intestinal worms uvele uluhlupho. Ekhuthaza abazali ukuthi basukumele phezulu lapho kulenhlelo zokunika abantwana imithi, hathi ukutshela abantwana ukuthi banganathi imithi abayiphiwa ezikolo.
Sikhangela ama-worms ebantwaneni, amanzi lawana kuyabasimele simeke ukuthi abantwana bengadlaleli amanzini ngoba njengoba izulu liyaba libuya laphana ingcekeza yonke yakhukhulwa ngamanzi ingene emfulweni be emanzini abayabe behleli khona, abantwana bengahlalela kikho, uyatholakala ukuthi khona abantwana bagcina besiba lama-worms. Ama-worms akwanisa uku-affect umntwana, yena uyabe sithi uyadla lawa ama-worms esihla ngaphakathi, ekugcineni usubona ukuthi umntwana uyadla kodwa engagaini weight, uyakwanisa ukuthi khona kube ngama-worms.
Lo mkhankaso oqale ngomnyaka ka-2010 ukhangelele ukwenziwa amahlandla amahlanu anduba uphele. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luqhuba limanyanele nhlanganiso ezibalisa i-UNICEF le-World Health Organization. Ngaphandle kwalimikhuhlane, ugatsha lwezempilakahle luvame ukuphatha imikhankaso yemikhuhlane yendingindi kanye le-polio ebantwaneni. Ngimele iStudio 7, nginguNothando Sibanda.
Kwezemidlalo, iqembu lenguqu ele FC Platinum selivule isikhala semiklomelo emine engalaneni yesigaba seCastle Lager Premier Soccer League ngemva kwemidlalo yangempela viki edluleyo. Okunenga sikuzweni kuJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu le FC Platinum lithe ngokunqoba elikwenzele ebulawayo City nge-1 kanyanga ngomgqibelo lakhuphula inani lemiklomelo elilayo yaba ngamashumi amathathu lesithupha. Endaweni yesibili kuhlezi iqembu le-Cape United lona elinqobe le-Highlanders nge-1 kanyanga ngesonto njalo elilemiklomelo engamashumi amathathu lambili. Iqembu le-Highlanders lehlela ahlala kundawo yesithathu elilemiklomelo engamashumi amathathu lanye. Kundawo yesine kuleqembu le-Dynamos lona elilemiklomelo engamashumi amabili lesithupha njalo elibe ngutshikilobhanqa 0-0 lele-ZPC Kariba lona elikundawo yesihlanu elilemiklomelo engamashumi amabili lane. Iqembu le-Triangle likundawo yesithupha njalo lalo lilemiklomelo engamashumi amabili lane. Kundawo yesikhombisa kuleqembu le-Chicken Inn elinqobe le-Harare City nge-2 kanya njalo lilemiklomelo engamashumi amabili lambili. Ngaphansi kwe-Chicken Inn kuleqembu le-Ngezi Platinum lona elibe ngutshikilobhanqa 0-0 leqembu le-Triangle. Kundawo yethoba mnomunye kuhlezi iqembu le-Wange lona elinqobe le-Cholochu nge-1 kanya njalo lilemiklomelo engamashumi amabili lanye. Ngaphansi kwe-Wange kulamaqembu amathathu alemiklomelo engamashumi amabili njalo lawa ngabalisa ele-Harare City, ele-Haumine kanye lele-Bulawayo City. Iqembu le-Chapungu likundawo yeshumi lantathu lilemiklomelo elishumi lathoba munomunye njalo libe ngutshikilobhanqa 0-0 lele-Mutare City. Kundawo yesithathu nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane kuleqembu le-Cholocho lona lilemiklomelo elishumi lambili okulinani eliphethwe liqembu elihlezi kundawo yesibili nxa usuka emsileni ele-Mutare City. Ngaphansi kwengalane kuhlezi iqembu le-Border Strikers lona elilemiklomelo eyisikhombisa njalo elibe ngutshikilobhanqa 1-1 lile-Haumine ngomgqibelo.
C
Sikhanga lomdlalo wesquash uChristo Poitrita oyisizalwane selizwe leSouth Africa nguye unqobe ukucelela besilisa kumncintiswano walonyaka weSafeguard Zimbabwe Open Squash Championships aqhutshelwe edolobheni lakoBulawayo ngempela viki edlileyo. UPoitrita unqobe uJimmy Schlebusch laye oyisizalwane selizwe leSouth Africa. Onqobe ukucelela besifazane nguZoe Wehall oyisizalwane selizwe leIreland njela unqobe uYvonne Mubure waseZimbabwe. Phambilini kokudibana kumdlalo wefinal, uPoitrita loSlebush bamanyane baphakamisa inkezi yokuncintiswana wama-doubles ngemva kokunqoba abakwenze uMike Burns loNeil Nesbitt abaseZimbabwe. Iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguquko Mighty Warriors ngolwesithathu lizadlala umdlalo walo wokuqala kumncintiswano we-Olympics elizweni leBrazil. Iqembu leMighty Warriors lizadibana neqembu leGermany emdlalweni wesibaya sikaGroup F. Njalo umqeqeshi walo uShadrack Mlawuzi uthi umdlalo wokuzwana amandla leqembu laseChina abawudlaliyo ekufikeni kwabo kwele Brazil ubasize ukuba belungisise amaphutha abo.
The guys acquainted themselves very well. But is to be expected.
Amankazana ethu adlala kuhle sidlala leqembu leChina. Kodwa asiqalisanga kuhle umdlalo lo. Imbangela kungaba ukuthi amankazana ethu ebeqala ukuthi edlale leqembu elikuzinga laphezulu njengeChina. IGermany siyakwazi ukuthi umdlalo soze ube lula. Kodwa ngibona ngani umdlalo esiwenze leChina lo uyenze sabona lapho esimele silungise khona njengeqembu.
Komunye umdlalo wesibaya sikaGroup F iqembu leCanada lizadibana lele Australia. Umncintiswano wenguqu uqala mhlazi ntathu kunyanga kaNcwabakazi. Loba nje ngokusemthethweni imidlalo ye-Olympics uthiwa izaqala mhlazi nhlanu kusiyafika mhlazi ngamashumi amabili lanye kunyanga kaNcwabakazi. Umkhosi wokuvulwa kwale midlalo okusemthethweni uzaqhutshwa ngolwesihlanu mhlazi nhlanu kuNcwabakazi. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Oh,
Sigqiba ke uhlelo lwethu ngengoma kazinja ziyamluma ethiwa yona singamaNdebele. Ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba ebesilazo kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko yeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans uMnumzana Douglas Mahia ukhululwa ngokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula imali yesibambiso ebail. Amalunga ebandla leMDC achaywa kabuhlungu ngabaxetshengelwa ukuthi ngabe ZANU-PF. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande. Ngilithiya ke kuStudio 7 Live Talk. Lilale.